read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, August 2nd, 2017, for the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast, coming to you live from the beautiful and breathtaking studios of StarWorldWideNetworks.com, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is Breaking News from Visa. But before we get started, let us pray. Father God, we humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking, Lord God. We ask that the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit be with us this hour. Do what you have prepared and ordained for this hour to have this word go around the world to your children and those who would become your children. Holy Spirit, have your way in this day. We thank you for being here. And Lord Jesus, we thank you for taking our place upon the cross that we may have eternal life if we will be dedicated to you and obedient to the word of God, walking always in the power, anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all once again from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio Broadcast. As we begin our show for today, it is with a reminder as to what the Lord God said that the mandate for the year 2017 would be and now is. For those of you who have followed this ministry for many years, you have probably heard me say from time to time that for the last 14 years, I have been greatly blessed to hear from the mouth of God by way of his written word as well as the small, still voice of his Holy Spirit, a mandate for the year ahead. I have usually received these prophetic renderings from the Lord God between the months of September and December. As we now wait upon the Lord God to see if he will once again render a blessing in the form of a mandate for the coming year of 2018 in the next few months leading up to the end of the year 2017, let us for one moment take a look back at September 21st, 2016, where the Lord God, by way of the small, still voice of his Holy Spirit, revealed to me that the year 2017 would be, and as I stated earlier, now is, the year of the dawning of the cashless society. I have as well, over this current summer, continued to keep you informed about the latest developments that are now being realized and propelling us even ever so quickly into there again, a truly cashless society. With that said, let us now take even a further step back in time, say 10 years, to the year 2007, that we may ponder the words that are about to be shared that were then broadcast by NBC Nightly News and later posted with commentary to a site called disclose.tv. This piece's title, my friends, asks the question, U.S. citizens microchipped with RFID implants by 2017? And thusly begins with the writer as well asking the question, a chip in your hand? Just before going on to say 2017 will be the year they start to microchip humans like cattle worldwide. Television and broadcasting company NBC have claimed that by 2017, all Americans will have been implanted with a microchip that will allow for immediate identification of a person's identity. The writer then goes on to say, there can only be one reason for this, to allow people to be identified instantly for one of any number of reasons, including detection and surveillance. It will mean that no one will be able to lie about who they are, for instance, if they are questioned by police on the street. The writer then continues examining this possibility with the use of the following subtitle, Microchip RFID Implants for All People in the U.S. by 2017. Then states, There are many people. However, that are concerned about the amount of control this will give to the government. The writer states that they will be able to track the movement of a person, thus giving them a live update on the whereabouts of any individual at any time. The writer further states, people are concerned this will be a violation of privacy and indeed human rights. They go on to say some states, Virginia being one, have legislation in place to try and prevent this from happening. However, says the writer, testing has already started taking place on humans. Now remember, this was back in 2007. They say that the National Medical Device Registry mentions a Class 2 device that is implantable. On closer reading, it is clear that this bill offers guidance for FDA staff. The writer then points out, it is not just a tracking device, but this microchip would have the ability to control the food and money of the people on a grand scale. They go on to say that it has even been indicated that it would be possible to kill using this implant if people didn't obey orders. The writer continues by sharing the possibility for this chip to be implanted in every citizen of the United States is very real. Citizens are urged to read through pages 1501 to 1510 inclusive and look at the evidence themselves. They can then make their conclusions based on the evidence that is written in the bill. Then they can be informed about this widespread implantation plan. At this point, the writer fast forwards to yesterday, August 1st, 2017, for this breaking news update where they share chip in hand 2017, three square market or 32M is doing it. The writer says, for the first time, a U.S. company has started to put chips in the hands of their employees. The writer ends this piece by saying, it is starting. Three Square Market 32M is the company that is leading this new advancement, my friends, of technology in America. Which, my friends, is a beautiful segue for our next piece written by Aaron Kessel, writer for ActivistPost.com, dated July 26, 2017, dated, it's begun. First U.S. company, Three Square Market, wants to microchip employees. Of which Mr. Kessel begins by sharing, yes, you read that right. A Wisconsin company, Three Square Market, wants to implant a rice-sized microchip into its employees, ABC News reported. Quote, it's the next thing that's inevitably going to happen, and we want to be part of it, Three Square Market Chief Executive Officer Todd Westby said. To that, the writer, Mr. Kessel, had this to say. So, according to Westby, microchipping employees is the next thing that is inevitably going to happen. He goes on to explain Three Square Market designs software for break rooms that are commonly seen in office buildings. In other words, the markets where you get your food and check yourself out. Quote, we'll hit the pay with a credit card, and it'll ask to swipe my proximity payment now. I'll hold up my hand, just like my cell phone, and it'll pay for my product, Westby said. The writer, Mr. Kessel, points out that over a dozen of Three Square Market employees are getting the microchip implant paid for by the company. He further states that the tiny chip, which uses RFID technology or radio frequency identification, can be implanted between the thumb and the forefinger within seconds, according to a statement from Three Square Market. The writer as well states that the report noted that the business is not requiring its employees to get the chip and that it is optional right now, my friends. That'll come later. So far, 50 people are believed to have opted in to take the plunge and get the microchip implanted. Next, the writer answers the burning question on the minds of most people when he first asks for us the question, what will the chip be used for? Then gives the answer by saying opening doors, the snack machine, and logging in to company computers and devices. Quote, we foresee the use of RFID technology to drive everything from making purchases in our office break room market, opening doors using the copy machine, logging on to our office computers, unlocking phones, sharing business cards, storing medical and health information, and used as payments at other RFID terminals, Westby said in a company statement. Mr. Westby as well states that eventually this technology will become standardized, allowing you to use this as your passport, public transit, all purchasing opportunities, etc., etc., he says. Mr. Kessel, the writer, here interjects, but Three Square Market is so far from the only business that feels an employee needs a, get this, my friends, slave branding to work. Another Swedish company, he says, another Swedish startup hub, Epicenter, home to over 100 businesses, has also introduced the idea that workers require an implantation because it is convenient. The biggest benefit, I think, is convenience, Patrick Messerton, co-founder and chief executive of Epicenter, said. The writer, Mr. Kessel, as well shares that over the years, the microchip has been teased throughout the media, from commercials about how cool it is using teens to propaganda that it's needed to protect the children. And finally, my favorite, he says, is that it is convenient. It is a convenient way, he says, to buy and sell at your local retailer, and it's a great way for doctors to keep track of your health with immediate access to your medical records. Meanwhile, says the writer, Aaron Russo, before he died in 2007, warned of the RFID implant chip. 2 years later, a Saudi inventor's application to patent a killer chip with a lethal dose of cyanide was introduced and denied in Germany. Mr. Kessel then states, I am not saying the two events are connected. What I am saying is that he warned us of the dangers of a chip. Then, 2 years after his death, those dangers were revealed to the world. A primary danger of getting a microchip is that human beings can be turned off just like a switch. Your bank account can be turned off. Your electric could be turned off. My friends, the options are endless. He then goes on to say a microchip filled with a touch of salt of cyanide isn't your only worry. You could also have an internal shock, electrical shock, or be burnt, as Dr. Catherine Albrecht said. Quote, the way it works is it picks up and amplifies ambient electromagnetic energy from the reader devices, and if you have one of these things in your arm and you get in the range of an electromagnetic field, it can actually burn you, Albrecht said. Mr. Kessel as well states, then there is the fact that the chip might be cancerous, according to Dr. Albrecht. Finally, he says, with privacy violations by the NSA and the GCHQ, spying and hacking technology, it's hard to imagine what rational person would want an RFID inside their body. The writer says, interestingly enough, Wall Street just tested digital cash in a secret meeting last year, of which this ministry reported on, my friends, when it took place. Another area which Russo said earlier is the plan, digital cash with a microchip. Quote, the end goal is to get everyone chipped, to control the whole society, to have the bankers and the elite people control the world, Russo said. Mr. Kessel ends by saying, you have been warned. And, my friends, on that ominous note, I'll be right back after the break with some very bone-chilling breaking news from Visa concerning the dawning of the cashless society.
When we're all in one accord, trusting with your whole heart in the message you have heard.
More power to you. When we're all in one accord, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew, they shall renew.
Okay, my friends, as promised, I am about to share with you some very chilling breaking news coming from the Visa Card Corporation. But just before sharing this news, I would like to take a look back at the ultimate goal, not only embraced by Visa, but the MasterCard Corporation as well. This information has been made available to us by way of a site called theforbiddenknowledge.com. Who has this to share first concerning the MasterCard Corporation, whose official policy, the site says, is to replace money? Theforbiddenknowledge.com writer adds, "We shiver at the concept of any card as our master, but to them, it is a corporate goal." Next, concerning the Visa card, theforbiddenknowledge.com writer has this to say. Listen closely. The Visa card is also interesting, to say the least. If you look at the Visa credit card, you see three previous world empires represented. VI is the number 6 in the Roman numerals. S is the stigma in Greek culture, whose value is 6. And lastly, the A in the Babylonian culture is 6, i.e., Visa equals 666. The writer then says, "We are sure they didn't plan it that way. This whole thing is much, much bigger than they are. To them," the writer says, "it is only a sign of the nature and the origin of their success." And with that being made known, we now move on to our next prophetic piece of the day, written by Mr. Michael Snyder, dated July 17th, 2017, titled, "Cashless Society Alert, Visa Will Be Giving Up to $500,000 to Restaurants That Go 100% Cashless." Mr. Snyder begins this alarming but very prophetic piece by stating the push towards a cashless society is becoming more of a shove. Before today, I had never heard of the Visa cashless challenge. But after reading about it, Mr. Snyder says, I have to say I am quite alarmed. Visa is trying to encourage businesses to go cashless. And one of the ways that they will be doing this is by awarding up to $500,000 to 50 eligible U.S.-based small business food service owners who commit to joining the 100% cashless quest. He continues by sharing that the food industry is still one of the last bastions where cash is used very heavily. And so it makes sense that Visa would want to target that segment. Of course, the more people that use cards to pay for meals, the more money that Visa will make, says Mr. Snyder, who goes on to say, when I go to a restaurant, I almost always use cash. And I know a lot of other people that very much prefer to use cash in those situations as well. But if Visa has their way, soon all of us will be forced to use some form of digital payment instead. Mr. Snyder further states the following is an excerpt from the press release that Visa issued about this new challenge. Today, which was July 12, 2017, my friends, Visa announced it is launching a major effort to encourage businesses to go cashless, aiming to create a culture where cash is no longer king. The program will give merchants increased ability to accept all forms of global digital payments. Visa will be encouraging and helping merchants go cashless by using innovation to their advantage in order to stay competitively connected to their customers. To encourage businesses to go cashless, Visa is announcing the Visa Cashless Challenge, with a call, my friends, to action for small business restaurants, cafes, or food truck owners to describe what cashless means for them, for their employees and customers. Visa will be awarding up to $500,000 to 50 eligible U.S.-based small business food service owners who commit to joining the 100% cashless quest. Quote, at Visa, we believe you can be everywhere you want to be and that it should be easy to pay and be paid in more ways than ever, whether it is a phone card, wearable, or other device, said Jack Forsell, head of Global Merchant Solutions, Visa, Inc. With 70% of the world or more than 5 billion people connected via mobile devices by 2020, we have an incredible opportunity to educate merchants and consumers alike on the effectiveness of going cashless. To that, Mr. Snyder had this to say. Visa would love to eliminate the use of cash entirely because it would mean much bigger profits for them. And of course, cashless systems hold a lot of appeal for governments as well, because such systems would allow them to monitor and track the behavior of their citizens much more closely. Mr. Snyder, moving forward, further states, as our society transitions in that direction, we will be told that it is all about fighting money laundering, tax evasion, and terrorism. But there are other ways to combat those issues. He as well adds, in the end, many people like to use cash because of the privacy that it offers. And there are very powerful forces that would like to eliminate that privacy. For now, says Mr. Snyder, however, advocates of a cashless society are pushing the economics benefits to such a system. He then says, here is more from Visa. Here is more, he says, from the Visa press release. Visa has recognized the net benefits for merchants when they reduce dependency on cash transaction. Visa recently conducted a study that found that if businesses in 100 cities transitioned from cash to digital, their cities stand to experience net benefits of $312 billion per year. According to this study, in New York City alone, businesses could generate an additional $6.8 billion in revenue and save more than 186 million hours in labor by making greater use of digital payments. This amounts to more than $5 billion in annual cost savings for businesses in New York. The complete results with the benefits of going cashless for businesses will be included in the Cashless Cities Realizing the Benefits of Digital Payments report that will be released by Visa later this year. At this point, Mr. Snyder reminds his readers just where we are in the scheme of things when he states, and of course, the push towards a cashless society is not just happening in the United States. He says over in Sweden, many banks will no longer take or give out cash. And about 95% of all retail transactions in the entire country are now cashless, of which I have continuously kept you up to date on those things, my friends. He further states, of course, the EU as a whole is rapidly moving in the direction of phasing out cash. Not too long ago, the European Commission released an action plan which instructed member states to explore the possibility of, quote, potential upper limits to cash payments. Mr. Snyder shares that some of the member states have already adopted such upper limits on cash transactions, and by slowly lowering those limits over time, those countries could eventually phase out cash completely. Next, he says, and down in Australia, a black economy task force has been established to go after tax evaders, of which, my friends, is outlined in the following short communique, where it is said, the black economy task force has been established to develop an innovative, forward-looking whole of government policy response to combat the black economy in Australia, recognizing that these issues cannot be tackled by traditional tax enforcement measures alone. The black economy refers to people who operate entirely outside of the tax and regulatory system, or who are known to the authorities but do not currently report their tax obligations. Mr. Snyder then says, of course, this represents a major crackdown on cash because most people that operate in the underground economy tend to use cash very heavily. According to Martin Armstrong, there has even been a proposal in Australia to put nano chips into large notes for tracking purposes. Michael Anderson, the head of this 1984-style task force to spy on citizens, has proposed that the government should keep track of your $150 notes. By implanting high-tech nano chips, he could simply scan your house to see where you're hiding money that the government can confiscate. Mr. Snyder points out that many of us are alarmed by the rise of a cashless society because we know where it could, will eventually lead. Mr. Snyder continues on by sharing, if government authorities can watch, track, and monitor everything that we do and everywhere we go, that opens the door for great tyranny. And going cashless would also potentially allow government authorities to act as gatekeepers for the system. In other words, he says, the government could require all of us to meet certain conditions before we were allowed to participate in the cashless system. And if we refuse to meet those conditions, we would be unable to buy, sell, open a bank account, get a job, or do much of anything in society. The potential dangers, he says, to our liberties and freedom are great, and hopefully we can get more people to understand what is going on, cashless society could, there again, not could, Mr. Snyder, but will ultimately mean for all of us. Once again, not all of us, Mr. Snyder, just those who are left behind at the catching away, or as it is well known, as the rapture of the true, born-again, Bible-believing, blood-washed, Holy Ghost-filled saints. In other words, believers in and faithful followers of the one and only Savior of the world, who is none other than the Lord and soon coming King and Messiah, Jesus Christ. My friends, to take the mark of the beast during the time of the 3.5-year open rule and reign of the Antichrist and his satanically propelled worldwide system means that one has chosen to depend upon the carnal things of the world of which will exist at that time for the providing of their every need, a world that will fully belong to Satan. And by doing so, will seal their allegiance to Satan for all eternity. Because they did not place their trust in God by way of a personal relationship with his one and only begotten Son, who is none other than Jesus Christ, who is the only Savior of mankind. And obviously, it will as well indicate that they are not and have refused for the very last time to be part of the family of God, which for the record entails the fact that they have never confessed that they are a sinner in need of a Savior. And upon not doing so, they have not asked the one and only true and living God's one and only begotten Son, who is none other than Jesus Christ, to forgive them of their sins. Which as well reveals the fact that they have not lived for, loved, trusted, and obeyed him, who is Jesus Christ, as the living word of the one and only true and living God of all mankind, which, when is done, creates a mind, heart, and spirit that is willing to as well walk in obedience to God's written word by also first seeking and receiving the indwelling power of God's Holy Spirit after forming a relationship with his one and only begotten Son, who there again is Jesus Christ. My friends, it also seals the deal concerning the fact that they have never confessed to the world that he, and he alone, who is Jesus Christ, was or is their only Savior and way of escape from the wrath of his Father, God, that is to shortly be poured out in its fullness upon all who have refused the gift of eternal life that was bought and paid for in full by God's one and only begotten Son, who there again is Jesus Christ, and is the same that shed his precious and holy blood upon the cross of Calvary for the covering and remission of the sins of all mankind, once and for all. That is, once and for all of mankind who will call upon his name, and his name is Jesus Christ, and live for him as the word of God requires. Here is some food for spiritual thought, my friends. As I worked on this show, the Lord God, by way of his Holy Spirit, had the thought to cross my mind and spirit that those in this world who are having chips implanted now are those who are, for the most part, they that will never turn to him, now or ever. Granted, this is something that only he knows for certain, but the thought as well crossed my mind, heart, and spirit that they who take chip implants willfully before they are mandatory in the time of the rule and reign of the Antichrist and his system, knowing full well in their hearts that they really shouldn't be doing that, and never turn and repent of their sins and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, are on the other side of the rapture going to fully realize the eternal mistake that they have made. My friends, the simple fact is this. If a person has a chip implanted on this side of the rapture, which I highly do not recommend, there is a possibility that they may still be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit call them to eternal life through the blood of the Lord and only Savior, who is none other than Jesus Christ. But please, 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 if you only remember one thing that you have heard today, let it be this. If you find yourself on the other side of the rapture because you refuse to come unto the Lord Jesus Christ when the Lord God sent his Holy Spirit to call you from your sin on this side of the rapture, just know that on the other side of the rapture, you will be first in line for the mark of the beast that has been spoken of here today. And when you take it on the other side of the rapture, please hear me very clearly. For when you do, there will then be no remedy for you. For the word of the Lord God says that all during the time of the great tribulation that take the mandatory mark of the beast that is set forth in the word of God will without question or cure forever be doomed and will find themselves at the end of all things cast into the lake of fire. John the Revelator, the beloved of Jesus, saw in the vision of the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is found in Revelation chapter 14, beginning at verse 9 through 11. This is what John saw, and it begins in verse 9. And the third angel following them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. My friends, the Lamb is a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. My friends, this is the very reason that the Lord God, by way of his Holy Spirit, led the apostle Paul to pen for all mankind to heed the terms as to just how one enters into eternal life by way of a personal relationship that is to be kept in good standing when weighed against the balances of the very word of God with his one and only begotten Son, who there again is Jesus Christ. This personal relationship with God's one and only begotten Son is the only key that will ever turn the lock on the gates of heaven, spiritually speaking. for one to enter into the enter into eternal life and rest, and to walk the streets of gold in the eternal kingdom of God with his one and only begotten Son, who once again is Jesus Christ. By way of God's Holy Spirit, forever. The Lord Jesus Christ, by way of God's Holy Spirit, in the kingdom that is to come soon, will rule and reign as King and Messiah for all eternity. He paid the price for us all because he was sinless when he came to this earth. Because he is the seed of no man on this earth. He was the only begotten Son of God. Now, to bring these timeless words to life, let us read from Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, where the Apostle Paul penned by way of God's Holy Spirit that which we find beginning in verse 9 and states, that if thou, meaning you, shall confess with thy or your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thine heart or your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and I like to say right living in Jesus Christ. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him, who is he? He's Jesus Christ, shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the name of the Lord, my friends, is Jesus Christ. That is his name. God is a title. His name is Jesus Christ. He exists in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three in one, not three different gods. One Trinity God. The Spirit of the living God is a spirit. You cannot see him. But when he sent his one and only begotten Son to this earth, whose name is Jesus the Christ, meaning the anointed one of God, that is how Jesus was able to be sinless through his life, my friends, from the moment he was born all the way till he took his last breath. For us, he was sinless. He came to pay the price for all mankind's sin, if they would turn to him in a personal relationship. That is God's plan, my friends. No one can change it. And you're very blessed if it enters into your heart and your spirit by way of the prick of the Holy Spirit, that this is the very truth and that your eternity depends on it. My friends, the Lord says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And it means God's wisdom, not man's. And on the other hand, my friends, as for all who reject the gift of eternal life, bought and paid for in full by the Lord Jesus Christ, including those we have touched on here today that will soon be caught up in the mark of the beast, will have nothing to look forward to but all that was revealed to John in Revelation chapter 20, of which John begins by sharing in verse 4 when he states, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had they received his mark upon their foreheads or their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. My friends, this is speaking of the millennial kingdom time, which is to come immediately after the end of the time of the great tribulation, which is to say at the end of the second 3.5 years of what is called the 7 years of tribulation. The last 3.5 years are also known as the time of the satanic open rule and reign of the Antichrist, as well as the time of Jacob's or Israel's trouble, and is as well the time of the outpouring of the unfettered wrath of the one and only true and living God. Now, last but in no way least, speaking of the final judgment of God upon all mankind that have throughout the ages rejected the gift of eternal life that has only been made possible by way of the work that was done upon the cross of Calvary by his one and only begotten Son, who there again is none other than Jesus Christ, verse 11 says, it begins with John seeing that which is still yet to come. And what he saw is as follows. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was open, which is the book of life. My friends, the book of life is where your name is written down when the Lord sees your heart has been turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can fool man, but you can't fool God. Your name can only be written in the Lamb's book of life, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, the book of life, if you truly surrender your heart and your spirit to the Lord Jesus Christ, and make a commitment to lifetime following the word of God, obeying the voice of God through the small, still voice of his Holy Spirit, my friends, until the Lord Jesus Christ returns for those who belong to him. The books that it mentions here are the volumes and volumes and volumes of books that have been written over the ages of all those, my friends, who have rejected and not partaken in a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, which the end of would have brought them in the time to come eternal life. And they, my friends, reside in hell at this point. But one day they will be cast forever into the lake of fire, such as will all who reject the Lord. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. Because, my friends, we're talking right now not about a judgment of the saints. We're talking about the final judgment of God throughout all the ages for all those who have disobeyed him and not honored his Son. And now, at this point, this is after the millennial kingdom time. This is after 1,000 years from now, at least, my friends. And I don't know the exact hour or day that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return. So it will be at the end of that 1,000 years, which is very soon to come, my friends. Do not be mistaken. But this is the final judgment of all those who will be cast forever into the lake of fire. It is very solemn. It is very important because this is real, my friends. This is real. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. You know how people are always, in false religions, they're always pushing do good works, do good deeds, da-da-da-da-da. Hey, if it doesn't include the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ behind you, propelling you in those good works, forget it. Because this is where it's going to bring you, right here. They were judged out of the things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. My friends, the second death, you know, the Lord says it is appointed once for a man to die, and then comes the judgment. Okay? Because the second death is to forever be separated if you have rejected God and his plan. It is to forever be separated from him, his one and only begotten Son. All those who tried to point you in the direction of a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit, my friends, because the Holy Spirit is God. Okay? So the fact is, the second death is to forever be sent in, as the Bible says, into outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. And the fire and brimstone will be the devil's and your only friend, because the devil will be there as well. All his evil angels and demons, the Antichrist figure and the false prophet. All those who are Antichrist, meaning against the Lord Jesus Christ, will find themselves one day in the lake of fire at the final judgment of God. My friends, you know, the Lord gave me a thought this week, and we are in such a time. You know, the Bible tells us that just before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ that is unexpected to the world at large, only those who belong to him are expecting him to come in the rapture, and they are the only ones who will see him. The world will go on as normal, because the next thing to happen for them is the open rule and reign of the Antichrist. Because the Lord is then going to allow people to have all of the things that they wanted, or at least they thought they wanted, without him. He's going to move his Holy Spirit out of the way and allow the Antichrist and his system and the false prophet to rule the world for 3.5 years. And at the end of that time, my friends, all those who have taken the mark of the beast and followed the precepts of the Antichrist and the false prophet will be doomed for all eternity. My friends, if you are within the hearing of my voice, or if you have ever heard that you need to be saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to be responsible for that. Because if you never do it in this life, you will find yourself on that side of the rapture, heading for the lake of fire. It is the word of God. I cannot change it. The Lord had me to think about how close we are, and it even says it in the Bible, that the Lord Jesus Christ is ready to appear at any moment, my friends, and it's all going to happen, as the Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye. And it's going to be just like it was in the time of Noah and the flood, where the Lord says in the word of God, they knew not until the ark door had closed, and the flood took them all away. My friends, do I need to remind you that Noah and his family, 8 people, were the only people saved from the world that was here before the flood? But there were many people, and they went day after day rejecting what Noah was sent to do. My friends, today is the day of salvation. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Walk with him in this life. Know his word. Know it well and know it correctly for yourself. And with that said, my friends, I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will prick your heart through the power and anointing of his Holy Spirit, that the Lord God will overshadow you and bring you into his kingdom in the way that he has prepared from his word before the time is too late. And I ask it all in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen. And with that said, my friends, it's a wrap. Shalom and blessings until we meet again.
Join Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening, for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldwideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven?